We live in a world where technology is disrupting old business models. Talking specifically about one of these models, a new model is Airbnb. This is a company that's changed the way that we are traveling. But is it better and at what cost? What sort of impact is Airbnb having on our local industries and community residents? Amy Tong has this report.
Just to start off with, Airbnb's Australian manager, Sam McDonough, said that the traditional accommodation industry has nothing to worry about, as 74% of listings on the Airbnb website are actually outside traditional hotel districts. So taking this into account, does Airbnb still pose a strong competition for the hotel industry?
Yes, look, unfortunately, the statistics they use aren't always exactly the way that the situation is. So, for instance, inside Airbnb, which is the most authoritative monitor of their activities, have shown that 61% in Sydney, for instance, 61% of their accommodation is for full apartments or full houses. In other words, no sharing involved whatsoever. We had no problems. We have no issues with genuine sharing. Hotels don't pretend to be part of that area. But when you have 61% of your inventory that is non-resident, in other words, no sharing, in city centres, in places like Manly, Bondi, St Kilda, Prahran, all these sorts of areas where there are hotels, I'm afraid their statistics are very disingenuous. And what we're saying is the Airbnbs of the world, they want to play in the commercial space, then they need to act the same way as other legitimate operators.
You know, can it be seen that Airbnb is sort of illegal short-term accommodation?
In some cases, those people who are using short-term unregulated channels like Airbnb do not have the appropriate approvals from strata or the body corporate or under council rules or under state rules. They are not acting appropriately. If you look outside Australia, so many cities are now realising that the original idea has changed, and therefore they are making very, very stringent requirements on owners of properties that are being taken off, in many cases, the long-term accommodation market and put onto the short-term market, that they have to register, that they have to be transparent, that they have to make sure that all the boxes are ticked before they're allowed to do it. And surprise, surprise, when they're instructed to register, most have declined to do it, probably because they are not fulfilling all the right regulations.
So you're kind of saying that cities are kind of realising that, hey, maybe Airbnb isn't so great after all.
But because what has happened in places like Berlin, Paris, San Francisco, New York, even London, what it has done is, this is all about commercial landlords who sort of suddenly say, oh, instead of, say, getting, $700 a week for my apartment in Sydney or Melbourne, I can get $700 for 2 days. Let's go for it. And that's what's happening. And overseas, there are really, really serious cases of housing shortage. And in fact, interestingly, the home of Airbnb, San Francisco, is where they're cracking down most of all. The property prices in most of these city areas have been going up so strongly, it's forced out so many of the traditional renters in these markets because they simply can't afford it. So it's up to authorities to actually stand up to the communities, because remember, it's the communities who are suffering out of this, and make a stand. Now, overseas, they're doing that. In Paris, Berlin particularly, Barcelona, all these places are actually now, they've had the romantic affair with Airbnb and others, but they're now understanding the long-term consequences.
Yeah, so kind of in a sense that Airbnb isn't really necessarily so much as part of the sharing economy, but it kind of turns into like maybe perhaps like the stealing economy.
Well, in fact, there are a lot of people who say, yes, that these short-term disruptors, as they call them, are more about taking than sharing. And look, the inside Airbnb stats, 61% of all listings in Sydney, and it's roughly the same in Melbourne, are for full houses or apartments. Tell me how much sharing is going on there. So in other words, only 39%, and that's probably, you know, quite optimistic, are genuine sharing experiences. That's why we're calling on. We say, okay, there has to be regulations because of safety issues and things like that. But what we're saying is that governments need to say, the genuine sharing, let's have a different regime for requirements compared to the simple commercial landlords who are trying to make a fast buck and causing this massive shortage of long-term rentals for cities around the world and in Australia. And let's face it, most cities in Australia, it's pretty hard to rent a long-term place at an affordable rate as it is.
So you mentioned regulation. Would you say that it's more like a federal or state or local government issue?
That's the big issue, because it sort of falls between the cracks in many areas. There have been court cases in New South Wales and in Victoria that have produced different outcomes. Overall, I think what needs to be, but it's because of the system in Australia of state, federal, local, it's going to be very, very difficult. There needs to be an overall view of the situation. And if you're going to play in the commercial space, then therefore you have to meet these certain requirements, particularly, obviously, safety for guests, but also things like insurance. It is, unfortunately, it's a very complicated issue, which is why most jurisdictions have not made judgments. I think for everyone's sake, there needs to be a system whereby everybody knows exactly what the situation is.
Yeah, and has there actually been any action taken against Airbnb so far in Australia?
There has. In fact, there's a very prominent apartment block right in the heart of Sydney called Bridgepoint. And now, you know, again, Airbnb sort of say these places don't exist. Well, I'm afraid it's off the register now, because they forced all these short-term apartment lettings off the system because by taking it to court. You've got different jurisdictions saying different things. And while there's a vacuum, of course, people will fill it. So, you know, if we go back to the genuine sharing model that Airbnb and others started with, and they stuck to that sort of model, it would be a completely different issue. But by taking it to a commercial property landlord, you know, exploitation to some extent. And the thing that we really want more than anything else is that the online channels like Airbnb are then responsible for only offering listings that are compliant. Right. And that is really crucial, because at the moment they basically sort of say, that's not our business. You know, if Mr. X isn't paying his taxes, isn't paying his council fees, is ignoring the strata and body corporate rules, that's not our business. It is their business. Why should an online channel be selling a product that isn't compliant or isn't meeting regulatory environment? I mean, the terrible thing would be, say, you know, what is it going to take? Is it going to take a serious injury, an accident, or even a death for people to suddenly say, well, why hasn't this been enforced? And we don't want to go down that track.
Peter Hook from Tourism Association Australia there, ending that report by Amy Tong.